Hello, as you saw from my picture from yesterday, I asked the universe, what does the universe have in store for us as a collective in this world, and maybe specifically for us in the United Kingdom? What is the universe going to throw at us this month, the month of September? Now, as you'll remember, I got the Three of Cups, the Seven of Cups, the Four of Swords, and the Page of Swords. Now, we've got no major arcana cards here, so it's saying that really there isn't going to be any huge catastrophic changes over September. So we can rest assured of some stability for September, especially the Four of Swords, but we're going to get to that. So the first card for September was the Seven of Cups. Now, this card to me is all about experience, but not just practical experience, intuitive reliance and belief in yourself. Now, this really very much links to your emotional inside. So it's a time in September to spend a bit of time making sure that you've developed yourself a little bit, that you're understanding your emotions and really trusting the experience that you already have. And it's a card of trusting that experience and the intuitive voice within and knowing that you've got this. You know, emotionally, you know you've got this, you've got the experience to move forward. So nothing, it's saying that nothing particularly big's going to happen in September, and you've got this emotionally, you've got all the experience you need in order to move forward. Because then card number two, the Four of Swords, very much about mental, feeling safe, mentally safe and secure. And again, that links with the card before and gives us a sense, okay, it's going to be quite a stable month in September, and we're going to be feeling quite safe and stable and consistent. But if we start to then feel a bit stuck, as this card can take you, you know, it's good to feel safe and stable and secure, but safe and stable and consistent isn't necessarily fun or exciting. It's actually, it can get quite boring and you can feel quite stuck. Whereas you're safe and secure and you're feeling like you're mentally level-headed, you can get to the point where you might feel a bit stuck. But we don't have to worry about that, because I'm sensing there's going to be some change ahead. The October reading may be a little bit more changeable than September, because we've got here a new path, the Page of Swords. So this is basically it's walking down a new path, doing brand new things. It's similar to the Fool, but it's more in your mind. So you've got all the experience you need, but maybe you're feeling safe and stable, but you need to move forward. You need to, you know, before you get stuck, this is what we all need to do. We need to not just get wallow in our safety and our stability. And, you know, it's nice to feel comfortable, but in the end, it will get to boredom and stagnancy if we don't start taking new opportunities and walking down new paths. Now, this is very much, because it's swords, it's very much up here in your thought processes. So you might need to change your way of thinking. You might need to take some leaps of faith by the end of September in order to start walking the new path that the universe is offering us all, a new path, the Page of Swords. Good luck, everyone, with that, and I'll see you in October.